you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
We got some comedians enjoying some Hog Wild barbecue this morning.
Yes, we do.
I believe it.
TJ Miller and your buddy CJ. It's going to be pretty easy. CJ, your opening act this weekend?
CJ Sullivan, yep.
CJ Sullivan. Thank you, CJ. For
no problem.
I appreciate you coming in. How long you known TJ?
I'm going hog wild over here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, man.
Once you're done eating, just repeat everything you told us off the air.
Yeah, I'll answer your question as soon as I'm done this barbecue.
That's okay.
We've been on the road together. It's called the New Nonsense Tour, but right. I've been joking that I'm touring in perpetuity.
Yeah, you
because,
are.
Because I've been doing every weekend. I'm living in New York City right now, but I'm only there 3 days a week, mm-hmm. which when my wife and I are on great terms, that is so difficult. I mean, absence makes the heart grow fonder, yep. sure, but yep. out of sight is out of mind. But when it's not going well, those 3 days are just a nightmare that I'm excited to get back to the Holiday Inn or the Best Western in Spokane, Washington.
You're in Omaha this weekend.
I'm in Omaha here, but I love Omaha. Yeah. You guys know this.
Yeah.
But that's a good Best Western in Spokane.
It's one of the, and honestly, it's the best.
It's the best.
They put the best in Western there in Spokane. But, you know, Colleen Quinn.
She's your bud.
She married Kate and I. So she officiated the wedding.
Right.
So I'm indelibly tied to Omaha, and I've been coming here for I don't know how long.
It's
probably
been a while.
10 years.
We've known you 10 years. Yeah, we met about 10 years
and
ago.
And so. Yeah. You know, Cloverfield was about 2008.
That was it.
And I'm doing a movie called Underwater that's coming out
now,
next
year. Now,
what's
Underwater about? Kristen Stewart's in it. I love her. She's great,
and she was so fun to work with. And she's kind of gangster. She has this weird kind of gang. You know, she's got a really hot model girlfriend who's a Victoria's Secret angel.
She was straight. Now she's gay or she's bi.
You know what? I'll
she
tell
likes
you
anybody,
what.
Right?
She kept using the phrase heteronormative.
Got it.
She'd keep going, oh, that is so heteronormative. And then something else would happen. She'd go, oh, that is, you know what? Again, heteronormative. And I eventually was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
And she goes, I'll explain it some other time. I have a theory that she doesn't know what it means. It's just something to tell. Yeah. But I think she likes
it sounds
the shock.
Like a cool
she
word.
Likes
That's
it. Yeah,
genius.
But she.
I mean, she was dating that the guy from the Twilight movies, and then she was caught cheating with a director. Remember that? The sucking phase, and having a good time with that guy. That broke up that guy's marriage, right?
It did.
Grab the mic there, colleague.
And I think
she's
that,
a hottie, man. Now she's dating
that. She's gorgeous.
Turkish secret model.
Yeah, she's in a relationship with Stella, and Stella's great. But she's just very gangster.
Like, did they kiss in front of you?
The person that I it was great.
Yeah.
the person that I kind of most can equate her with is Mark Wahlberg. She's just got this energy of like,
we talked to Wahlberg 2 weeks ago, man.
I will kick your face in if you cross me. And also, look at how beautiful my lady is. And let's drink tequila.
What's the movie about? The one with Kristen Stewart.
So it is sort of the perfect full circle return to my roots in Cloverfield. It's a disaster thriller.
Right.
Where you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You don't know if it's, you know, a disaster film. Is it kind of like Alien? You know, what is behind this?
Right.
But it's these underwater miners, you know, 800,000 leagues under the sea.
Right.
And something goes wrong, and we're all just trying to get above water.
Got it. Are you comic relief?
Vincent Cassell, yeah, I'm doing the comedy whole thing.
Good.
And it's a great movie. People have seen it. It's super claustrophobic.
Oh.
It's completely different than anything that's ever been made.
When's it coming out?
And so it's really next year, maybe February, maybe March. But, you know, it's an interesting thing where that's a big, big, big movie, but it's similar to Cloverfield. And this time, I'm on camera.
Yeah.
So
that's right, Clover. You're running the camera, right?
Making people sick to their stomach and puke in the theater.
You're also on camera in Ready Player One and Deadpool Two.
Yeah. Ready Player One.
I haven't seen it yet. But he said it's a good movie. It's the kind of movie that I would actually like. I'm a fan of those kind of movies.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie. And TJ was the voice of he's kind of a villain.
It was a motion capture thing. I played the Boba Fett, the bounty hunter.
Yeah.
But I'm an amusing Boba Fett.
Yeah. Of course you are.
And. And it was really, really fun to do that film. Obviously, a huge honor to be directed by Steven Spielberg, who I've known since Carpoolers. He produced a television show called Carpoolers that I was on.
Oh, he produced that.
Love that.
He produced She's Out of My League. He produced all the Transformers.
Right.
So I've sort of been on his radar, working with him tangentially for a long time. This is my first. And Ready Player One is a great movie. Epic. Really epic.
Yeah.
But I'm in a motion capture suit.
Got it.
So the only time I've ever worked with Steven Spielberg, I was in a skin-tight suit with a toddler body covered in ping pong balls with a helmet, like some sort of like challenged child that's going to bump into a wall or something. So I'm wearing a helmet with two cameras and lights that sort of, you know, capture your face. You got over 150 black dots all over your face.
Well, he might use you for live action eventually then, don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they do Ready Player 2, he said that I'm going to come back and do that. And he...
This is the same technology they would use to make, like, a Madden game.
To make a video game. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, even above that, it's more, if you see it, it's really, really, really detailed. And the villain, I look like an avatar, but you can really see my face in it. Yeah. But it was so embarrassing, and I did it with Ben Mendelsohn from Bloodline and Animal Kingdom.
I love
and
Bloodline,
Rogue One. He is so, so good.
Is he the Australian guy?
He's the Australian guy.
Oh,
man. Boy, does he like
I love
to
that
party.
Actor. Is he cool?
He's the greatest.
Because I love
and
him.
He's one of those guys that's got a weird setup. He immediately said, I said, so, you know, you got a family? He's like, hey, you know, sort of, I've got the mother of my babies, and
I've seen him in like three projects where he plays an American. So I don't know. I've never heard him talk with his Australian accent.
And so he's got this Australian accent. He's talking about laying pipe, and he's basically in a three-way marriage.
Is he really?
Yeah. So he sort of has two wives, kind of one that's an ex but travels with them, and they all get along.
Keep it with the Australian accent. Do it with that.
He's so, you know, he's really charming. And I said to him, I said, you know, what do you think? That was hard, right? Because all of our scenes are together. I said, that was pretty weird doing that in front of Steven Spielberg. And he's, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot to get past. A lot. It's quite an obstacle. And it really, really was. But I have the greatest story, my greatest show business story.
Your greatest?
I think so.
All right.
I really think so. So
that's
Steven Spielberg, when he directs, first of all, he's never negative. He's always positive.
All right.
And so if you do something and he doesn't like it, he just says, well, you know, try this and do it again. He doesn't really give you a lot of direction. And then the second that you do something right, he goes, yes, that was great. Print it. Print that one. This is all digital. He's screaming, print it. Print that. That was circle that one. That was amazing. Let's do another one just like that. And then that was great, and oh, that was so good. And then you can just do one, whatever you want. But really mark that one. Make sure that because that was perfect. And then suddenly you just feel like the best actor on the face of the planet.
Got it.
So that's why he works so well with kids, all of it. But if he's not getting a shot, and it's not about the acting, he'll keep trying, he'll try. Then he'll actually operate the camera. And then I saw him one day. He wasn't getting the shot even when he's operating it, and he stopped and he goes, you know what? I think this is a Cheetos moment. I think this is a Cheetos moment.
What's that
and
mean?
Somebody ran in, an assistant ran in from the outside and got him Cheetos. And I said, Puffy or Crunchy? And he just looked at me like I was a Satan's spawn and said, Crunchy, obviously. And he had an A&W root beer because he says he likes American things.
Yeah.
And so he had this Cheetos, and then the next time he tried the shot, it worked. And he said, all right, let's move on. I said, so I guess it really was a Cheetos moment, huh? He said, yeah, it was. So then we're watching Ben Mendelsohn, you know, a couple weeks later, and I'm just there watching. So I'm just hanging out with him and talking in between takes and stuff. And he has another Cheetos moment. He goes, you know, I think it's a Cheetos moment. And so they bring him, and I go, it's a Cheetos moment. You guys, Steven Spielberg needs Cheetos, so let's fly in the Cheetos. And he said, well, you know, bring TJ some Cheetos, too. So they bring me some Cheetos, and we're eating Cheetos, and we're just talking, and you know, talking about film, man. And then
now, what do you with a Steven Spielberg type of person? Do you say? Do you remember when you did? Were you Chris Farley at any time? Remember E.T.?
I try to stay cool. Well, not even that. Cool. He said, "I've been watching this movie, Witness for the Prosecution." I said, "Oh, you saw it? Do you like it? Should we watch it?" And he's like, "No, I'm watching it." Which means that he sees the film 20 times,
Got
50
it.
Times, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Or so he picks these great ones.
Just eat the Cheetos in silence.
Yeah, right, exactly. Kind of not making eye contact. And when I do, going, I like E.T. But no, so we're talking about whatever movie it was that we saw and, or the Thin Man series, whatever it is.
Yeah, okay, so you
and
just
so,
film.
Yeah, he just, he loves film. So we're right. sitting, and then there is a pause. There's like a long, not uncomfortable, but silence. And then he looks at me, and he goes, here. And he takes some Cheetos out of his bag, and he puts them in my bag.
Whoa,
and
Cheeto
Brothers.
And
he just looks at me, and I go, I just didn't know what to do. So I took some Cheetos out of my bag. And I put them in his bag.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, jumped the joke. But it's
sorry, man.
He, for reals, he looked at me and he goes, good. Now we're Cheetos brothers.
Wow.
And he walked away. And that was the weirdest experience of my life. But it's true that I am Cheetos brothers with Steven Spielberg. And we went and did Comic-Con. He again was like, get us some Cheetos. TJ's my Cheetos brother. So that's, I mean, is that not the weirdest, best Hollywood story?
That's probably a pretty exclusive club.
I think so, and I'm not sure I can top that. And the poor kid that was Ty Sheridan, who plays the boy in Ready Player One, who's awesome, he felt bad that he wasn't a Cheetos brother. So he asked for Cheetos, and you could feel that Steven Spielberg was like, you can have Cheetos, but you're not a brother.
You can't force that.
Yeah, you can't force it.
In fact, you probably violated something, but just by mentioning it.
You're a Fritos friend.
A Fritos friend, right. You are a Lay's potato chip acquaintance.
TJ Miller with it. TJ, is Spielberg a fan of stand-up? Does he know your stand-up?
No.
He doesn't know your stand-up.
No, I mean, I think he definitely knows that I'm a comedian.
Right.
But he just can't think or care of anything outside of narrative.
Got it.
He is so obsessed. And he'll watch. He likes Ben Mendelsohn because he watched all of Bloodline.
So what did he see you in that he liked you then? If it wasn't comedy, it wasn't stand-up.
He was part of casting me in Carpool.
Oh, that's right. Got it.
And then he put me in She's Out of My League, and he loved that. And his wife was a big
Shout
fan of Carpoolers.
Classic.
And then in Transformers, he would try to get Michael Bay to put me in Transformers 5.
Uh-huh.
But Michael was mad at me about something that I said on a podcast about you make a wish. I did this joke about something that he said that I thought was really funny, but that made him really angry. And
He
sent me an angry email. And
he was
and
involved in casting Carpoolers.
Steven Spielberg? Yeah. Because he signs off on everything.
That sounds like he didn't even know he was producing it.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
Like he gave his son, here's a quick $50 million, produce some shows. You know, come to me at the end of the summer, tell me what you did.
Yeah.
Right. It's a little loan, that $1 million loan.
Did he develop the Marmaduke character? Or did you have a little input there,
No, that was
too?
Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall. But it was, I met him on the lot, and he drove past the first time I ever saw him. He drove past, and I said, I saw him, and I waved to him, and he kind of waved, and I said out loud, his window's on, I was like, that's Steven Spielberg. Hi, Steven Spielberg. And he backed the car up, and I went over to him, and I go, hi, Steven Spielberg. And he goes, no, I know who you are. You're really funny.
Oh.
My wife and I watch you in Carpoolers, and my wife thinks you're really funny.
And you tossed him a bag of Cheetos.
I gave him
Joe
Cheetos,
Green.
And I said, one day.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I Joe Greened it.
Yep.
And so I said to him, I said, oh, well, thank you, Steven Spielberg. And he said, because I can't call him Steven. I just keep calling him Steven Spielberg. And so I said, thank you, Steven Spielberg. And he said, no, I mean, really, when you come in, I like the little moments. You run into the room and you hit the moving island in the kitchen.
Right.
And
the
that's
moments.
So funny, and we really like that. So that's how almost Asperger's he is about watching every single moment and watching it over and over again. And you know, he is sort of a quiet genius he's a very strange man, obviously.
We addressed this on the phone with you a couple of times, but I haven't seen you in person in a while. I want to know, because
I know, it's good to see you guys.
It is.
I brought you gifts.
Well, hang on. Answer my question quick. And I'm
you're allowed to pooch the joke and jump the Cheetos brothers.
I will not do the joke anymore. I'm not going to do the joke for you anymore.
Hooch the Joke and Jump the Cheeto.
Sometimes he can't help himself.
I can't help myself.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Can I just say real quick how surreal and horrific it is right now? People telling jokes and these great stories of Spielberg, and the clock is stuck right there, and it's just hurricane footage.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the eternal.
No,
end
the
of
clock
the world.
Is not stuck. That'll start again. That's a commercial.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You have to tell them the Waffle House thing. Because CJ told me this thing about how they monitor hurricanes using Waffle House.
Last night, they were showing the Waffle House was open last night
depending
in North Carolina. And FEMA seriously checks in on Waffle House to see, like, okay, they call up, do you have a limited menu, full menu, and that's how they rate the level
that's
of
crazy.
If you can get it smothered, but you can't get it covered, you're in deep duty.
So was it open with a full menu last night?
No, it was a limited menu last night, so it was real. Time
it's
to evacuate.
Not going well.
So that meant there were only some cooks that could show up.
Right. They had the paddles.
And if it's closed, everybody gets
If it's closed, you better get yourself to Nashville. Right.
Did you have any comedy gigs planned down that area coming up?
Not
anymore. You're all over the country. Not anymore.
Just washed away.
Because you're all over the country, TJ Miller.
Can I interrupt you? What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that although I know that you left on your own and you've always been positive, I still love the show. I missed you on Silicon Valley.
Yes, we all missed you on Silicon Valley.
And I had a lot of nice people say similar stuff.
I think although the show's still well written, everybody on it is great. It just, I understand you moved on with your career.
It was becoming cyclical.
That's what
you told
me.
There were becoming less and less reasons for my character to be on it.
You're right.
And I remember so distinctly, I was doing press for Big Hero 6, and I called into a radio station, and they said, we got someone special on the phone. I go, it's me, TJ Miller. And they're like, you're Ehrlich. We know you as Ehrlich. Oh. All I know is you as your Ehrlich.
Douchebag radio guys. Who would say that? Really, who would say that? You're TJ Miller to us.
They could never build a radio empire.
That's lame. That is lame.
But I, they say that. And
you're
I don't
Stainer.
Know, but it was exactly.
You're Marmaduke.
Right. I'm Marmaduke.
You're Stainer. You're a bunch of characters.
I'm
That's what you do.
I'm any name of a character that isn't real.
Yeah.
I'm.
So you heard that? That
I'm
was
the
a
Rolling Stone receptionist from Rock of Ages.
That's right.
You are in that.
Yeah. I'm John Cessna from The Goods. Live Hard, Sell Hard with Jeremy Piven.
Oh, you're in that?
The I'm attached to him as a tandem parachute.
That's right. That's a great
point.
Scene. Right. That's a great scene.
So,
you're Ranger Jones.
I am Ranger Jones from Yogi Bear 3D. I'm Gene Meh from the Emoji Movie.
That's right.
A movie about emojis.
Not just
that has the word movie.
See, I didn't learn that the Ranger had a last name.
I know.
Was that the trigger? Those douchebags saying that to you, and you just said, "I'm done."
Well, it certainly was an epiphany.
Yeah.
A moment where I'm going, this is what's going to happen. If you're on a show for long enough, you're just always...
You get pigeonholed.
Kramer. You're always Jason Alexander's character.
Right.
I just disproved what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
George.
George. Mm-hmm. But you can become that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sheldon from Big Bang Theory, America's always going to be Sheldon.
Yeah.
And that's, I think,
that's
kind
okay.
of what's going to happen
on that,
to some
though.
Of those people...
See, but
no,
I think
you certainly can't. But
you're right.
I just felt like I'd been doing this for 4 years. I put in 5 years. That's enough of my life. And the only reason to stay was for money.
Yeah.
And I was going to have to be in Los Angeles for 6 months out of the year, 5 months out of the year. My wife is like a famous mixed media artist in New York City. And, I wanted to spend time with her because she's awesome. And I want to be a stand-up comic. You want to be in New York to do that.
Right, yeah.
Colleen married us. She knows what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah, she said, you always said she's awesome, right?
Kate is awesome.
And so,
he's a little quirky.
Yeah.
So I said,
really?
Yeah, a little quirky.
I never saw that, yeah.
I'm inhaling brisket and ribs at 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, we all do.
By the way, during the break, I want to get a plate of that, and we'll exchange barbecue, and we'll become hog wild homies.
I like that. Right. Judo's brothers and hog wild homies.
All right, we'll take a quick break. TJ Miller with us. He's at a Funny Bone, but it's sold out.
Yep.
But he's kind enough to come in and hang out
with
us. And
he's going to come back soon.
Oh, good.
Coming back. We're tentatively 4/20.
Yep.
Which I don't know if you guys know that, but it's a very special day.
I've heard.
Hitler's birthday. All right, thank you guys.
That's right.
Very special.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.